maker of the heavens and earth. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel, God of Harry Gomes. God Jehovah, God Jesus Christ, God Holy Spirit. Yeah, three of you are one in the heaven. Holy Spirit, blood and water that bear the record on this earth. We welcome you to come right now in the midst of us for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. O God Almighty, Sovereign Lord Jesus Christ, as Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 says, you came unto this world to give us the gift of the Holy Spirit, anointing of the Holy Spirit, anointing of the fire. O God Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as thy servant, proclaiming, Lord, your nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, how you have equipped me with your Holy Spirit gifts, same way, equip all the people, ever listener, with the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit for the edification of the body of the Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bind and I rebuke and I destroy ever power of the darkness of the satanic and Lucifer influences in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak, Lord, let your glory right now come upon the people. Touch them head to toe, Lord. Altogether, every person become new creation from this moment on. Use every one of them for your extension of the kingdom glory, Lord. Bless my Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this audio album for your glory in the name of Jesus. Bless my Lord this sought-after entertainment organization, Cyrus Distribution. Bless my Lord Jesus Christ, the president of this organization, Brother David Turner and the family, Pastor Troy Johnson and the family, God Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the producers, and their families, Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone, you bless them for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every listener family be a blessing for your glory in the name of Jesus. Every church be a blessing for your divine glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your presence right now fill this series of audio albums in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Fill me. Fill all the people who are listening this day. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus Christ's most holy name, we pray. From this time on, Holy Spirit, you speak. I want to listen from thee. We pray to Father in Jesus Christ's most holy name. Amen. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, my love and greetings to every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a great honor and privilege in order to present all the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit which has been written in the Bible. Some may say the gifts of the Holy Spirit is seized with the apostolic time. It's a lie. Because the Jesus Christ is same yesterday, today, and forever. Bible word never change. We cannot alter according to our mindset. One thing we have to believe, ever mind must listen what the heart of the God says. Your heart should not listen what the mind of the man say. Because of that, today, I encourage every one of you, get prepared to receive these nine gifts of the Holy Spirit as Lord determines to give unto your life. May God bless you. This morning, before we go in detail about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, one thing we have to consider, whether a particular person, a woman or man, to be whole, mature, and holy before he is trusted with the assignments of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, when the Jesus Christ called 12 disciples and later 70 people when he had chosen, you know very well in the Bible, he called the people from the different backgrounds. But those all people have different kinds of the infirmities. But God Jesus Christ trusted them, assigned them these gifts. They were able to operate on these gifts. When you look into the Bible, we look and we focus on the disciples and the deficiencies which they have when the Jesus Christ, our Lord, was sojourning on this earth. When you see Mark chapter 9, verse 35, the Bible says they were ambitious. They wanted to be great people than one another. When you read Mark chapter 9, verse 33, they were having the disputes among themselves. They were the argumentative people. Matthew chapter 26, verse 70, 72, and 74. Those people whom God has trusted, his main apostle called the Peter, denied the Jesus Christ three times. Matthew chapter 26, verse 56. All the people deserted and run away from the Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 26, verse 8. Some people are critical about the people doing the good unto Jesus Christ. When the woman has given the perfume to Jesus Christ and anointed him, Judah was critical about that. Matthew chapter 17, verse 16. These people were deceived. They were failure in the ministry. They were not able to cast the demons in the epilepsy boy and deaf and dumb. Mark chapter 14, verse 50. The Bible said they were the deserters and they left the Jesus Christ and they fled away. Mark chapter 9 and also Mark chapter 8, verse 4. Mark chapter 6, verse 37. These people are doubtful about the Jesus Christ repeating the miracles. Even though Jesus Christ done the miracle and fed the people, satisfied them, but still they were doubtful. John chapter 20, verse 25. Thomas, one of the disciples, was temporarily doubtful about the Jesus Christ and his resurrection until he put his finger upon the palm of the Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 15, verse 16. They were the dull-headed people. They were not able to understand the plan and purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's why Jesus Christ said unto them, defilement come from the heart. Whether the blind can lead the blind. They were not able to understand the secret of that parable. They were asking the Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. They were the faithless people. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. They have asked the Jesus Christ to increase their faith. John chapter 12, verse 6. They were greedy people. Example, the Judah, he was called a thief. Matthew chapter 26, verse 14 and 15. This man called the Judah the Iscariot betrayed the Jesus Christ for money, 30 pieces of the silver coins. Matthew chapter 16, verse 22, they were the misunderstanding people. And the Peter, when the Jesus Christ wanted to die on the cross, he is rebuking the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 9, verse 28 and 29, those people are prayerless. They don't know what is fasting and prayer. Such kind were the disciples at that time. Luke chapter 11, verse 1, they have asked the Jesus Christ to teach how to pray. Luke chapter 9, verse 54, when the Jesus Christ set his face to go to Jerusalem, as the Samaritan people not received the Jesus Christ, they were very revengeful. They want to bring the fire and destroy the Samaritan people. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, they were the unforgiving people. They lacked the understanding. They are coming to Jesus and asking, how many times, Lord, we can forgive a man? Mark chapter 10, verse 13. They were the unloving people. They rebuked when the Jesus Christ wanted to touch and bless the little children. When the little children came to the Jesus Christ, and they were rebuking the parents. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 6. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to 12. They were not mature, but the Lord Jesus Christ chose to commission them. That's why you have to believe God Jesus Christ, not looking unto the face of the man, God Jesus Christ looking unto the hearts of the people. The moment we born again, the moment you humble yourself before the Lord Jesus Christ, the moment your heart desired to serve His kingdom and His people, God already authorized and written a book of the memorial, book of the remembrance for His glory about your life, as per Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7 and 9, as per Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. So you have to remember, my dear beloved people of God, individual disciples have a lot of deficiencies, but still Lord Jesus Christ used them and assigned them with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Same way, when you focus on the church and the Corinthians, when you see about their past history, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, the Bible says they were not good. But verse 11, the Bible says they were washed, sanctified, justified by Christ through His Holy Spirit. When you look into the present church, condition is no more good. There are so many fornicators, idolaters. Idol means it's not like Hindu gods or Muslim gods. You have to understand, my dear beloved people of God, Colossians 3:5, if you think anything is much important than the Jesus Christ, you are making idol of that one. Adultery, homosexuality, thieves, covetousness, all the manner of the revelry, extortioners, all these kinds of the people were existing in the church. When you look into the present conduct of the church, 1 Corinthians 10:21, they compromise in lifestyles. Many churches are compromising on the lifestyle. I wonder in USA and other countries, pastors want to please the people, want to prepare the sermons according to understanding and according to the need and according to request of the people, not according to request of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17, their conduct is not good. They were not for better, but they were worse. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 18, they have the lot of divisions in the body of Christ, even today we see in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 21 and 27, the people are self-centered and they have the irreverence to the Lord's Supper. But yet the Bible says, Paul also says by His Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, all the Holy Spirit gifts, manifestation of the Spirit is for the common good of the body of the Christ and the believers and unbelievers in order to encourage them, bringing them unto the kingdom of God. Verse 11, Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, as Lord Jesus Christ determines, He give the gift unto everybody. That's why, my dear beloved people of God, you know very much now, as the Jesus Christ trusted the church, as the Jesus Christ has trusted His disciples, and He is also trusting you in the midst of your weaknesses and infirmities. Go to the cross, crucify your flesh, allow the Holy Spirit to dawn and descend over you, the Spirit which has raised the Jesus Christ from death to life, as per Romans 8:11, the same Spirit, let it come upon you and equip you as a saints for His glory from this moment on. My dear precious people of God, I want to tell you, we have to invite the Holy Spirit when we want the gifts of the Holy Spirit to receive in our life. It is very right and proper to invite the Holy Spirit in the name of the Jesus Christ, or invite in the name of the Father God Jehovah, and we request the Jesus Christ to send His Holy Spirit, for it is His promise. Reasons to believe this from the scriptures. Acts chapter 2 verse 2. Acts chapter 10 verse 44. Holy Spirit fallen upon the people sovereignly when they were all in one accord and spontaneously. My dear beloved people of God, I encourage you, have the oneness with the people, great anointing flow, blessing come from the mountain of the Zion, like a dew from the mountain of the Hermon, as per Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3. Meditate on the cross, wait upon it, you will receive the great gifts of the Holy Spirit. Disciples also prayed for the Holy Spirit, 120 people at the time of the Holy Ghost. Arrival at the time of the Pentecost. You know, my beloved people of God, even at later time, Acts chapter 4, verse 31, when all the apostles, they gathered together and they prayed, place was shaken and filled with the Holy Spirit. Same experience may God give you this day. Luke chapter 11, verse 13, you have to invite and ask the Holy Spirit to give the gifts to fill the people with His presence and the Spirit. Today, all the churches need the power. The church, in the original church at the apostolic time, after the Jesus Christ resurrection and ascension to the heaven, the first church was empowered through filling of the Holy Spirit and falling of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples as they waited upon the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as per Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Acts chapter 2 verse 4. And another thing you have to remember, third thing, church growth was triggered when the Holy Spirit manifested, because the Holy Spirit will bring the God's power through signs and wonders. Acts chapter 5 verse 12 and 14. And also you have to remember, God don't want us to reason with the people unwantedly, because we can't reason, because nowadays secular education one side and the heathenism is another side is growing. People want to argue. God don't want to argue. You have to remember, St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:4, I am not coming here with the words of the wisdom in order to persuade like a man, but I am coming with the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. You have to believe. If you want to preach about the Jesus Christ, His life, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, His position in the heaven, you require the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why I request you, receive that power now. Miracles, signs, and wonders are wrought by the power of God to confirm preaching of the gospel. That is the fifth purpose. When you see, Jesus Christ said, I'll be with you. Your word I will establish. Wonder and sign and miracle follow. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Same way along with the Paul, the same God was with, and all the Gentiles were subjected. Many people were saved by the demonstration of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 15, verse 18 and 19. Book of Acts chapter 19, verse 12 on. Book of Acts chapter 5, verse 15. In the life of the Peter, even the shadow fallen down, healed the sick, drove away the demons. You have to believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. You have to ask, anointing of the Holy Spirit power. It is accompanied and released when the gifts are released. Allow the God and invite the Holy Spirit and invite the spiritual gifts and allow the spiritual ministry in your life, because for the extension of the kingdom of God. God's name will be glorified when you invite the Holy Spirit. Whenever you invite the Holy Spirit, expect the God Almighty Jesus Christ to do certain good works for the goodness. By your anger, never grieve the Holy Spirit, as per Ephesians 4:30. By your fearful attitude, never quench the Holy Spirit, as per 1 Thessalonians 5:19. I encourage you, keep all always Holy Spirit happy. According to your faith, it works. My dear precious people of God, whenever you want to pray, people to receive the Holy Spirit, ask all the congregation to stand up and invite the Holy Spirit. Tell the Holy Spirit, please come in the name of Jesus Christ. And we are waiting for you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, sovereignly befall on the people. You all have to believe. When you welcome the Holy Spirit, presence of the God comes and fills your life. Spirit of the living God, when it falls upon you, you will become a new creation. A spirit of the refreshing enter into your hearts. That's why you have to encourage the people around you to always welcome the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to do His own work. Do not be tempted to rush, but be prepared to wait in silence before you invite the Holy Spirit. Be assured of the Holy Spirit. He is always active in the lives of the people. He wants to do the good unto the people. You have to believe. Holy Spirit, when it befallen on the people, how you will be knowing Holy Spirit is anointing the people? Always, you can see some move and signs in the lives of the people when the Holy Ghost is anointing the people in the corporate body or individual setting. One or more manifestations on the same person in the following way, it may happen. Fluttering of the eyelashes, appearance of the engagement with God, sheen on the face of the people, flushes around the neck of the people, feeling of heat or cold in the body, shaking or trembling when the Holy Spirit falls, deep breath, sometimes weeping even very gently, sometimes laughing very gently, peace falling on the people. This is the way sometimes people may bow down and bounce on the floor. Only under the anointing, any one of these signs may appear when the Holy Spirit is arriving upon the people. When the Jesus Christ went unto the Garden of the Gethsemane, John chapter 18 verse 6, when he said, I am, all the soldiers fallen down, but there was no transformation. They were the very people crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Paul was going on the roads of the Damascus, Book of Acts chapter 22 verse 7, Book of Acts chapter 26 verse 14, when the Holy Spirit and God's presence touched him and the soldiers around, all the people fall into the ground, but there is a transformation only in Paul. Saul became Paul, as per Acts chapter 13 verse 9. That's why you have to believe, falling is not a great deal. When you fall, there must be transformation in your life. Allow the Holy Spirit genuinely, really enter into your life and bless you, my dear beloved people of God. I encourage you, this day Holy Spirit loves you in order to befall upon you. Right now, wherever you are, Holy Spirit is touching you and filling you. Right now, receive it in the name of Jesus. When the Holy Spirit manifestation come, what do you have to do next? Whenever you want to minister, when the God reveals certain secrets about some person, don't put that person in shame before all the people. Don't reveal secrets before the people. Otherwise, that fellow may go out of the presence of the God. Take that person, separately for the dignity's sake and prepare him and minister to him in secret places. And when there is nothing, when the demonstration of the power of God, that time you can always see the Holy Spirit manifest in the middle of the people. And you have to see always what the Lord is doing in the midst of the people. Whenever you honor God, make the Jesus Christ as the King in your life, Holy Spirit always comes upon you. Holy Spirit will increase the name of the Jesus Christ and whenever you decrease your life. That's why you can always see Lord Jesus Christ want to send His Holy Spirit. Seek the word from the Lord. Then only you move in the Holy Spirit gifting. Without God's very clarity of the direction, don't try to do in a pushy way. Because John chapter 3 verse 8, Jesus Christ said, when wind blows, you don't know in which direction the wind is blowing. That's why you must be very careful. Thank God. Praise God. Don't go by your feelings and go by the faith. Because many times we think, I'm not feeling. Holy Spirit will come when you make the Jesus Christ as the King in your life. Because Jesus said, John chapter 16, verse 13 and 14, Holy Spirit never talks about Himself. He always talks about Jesus Christ. He will always lift up and glorify Jesus Christ. Whatever He legend about from the Jesus Christ, He will come and declare unto you. Get prepared. This ministry of operation of the Holy Spirit gifts is very uncomfortable ministry. You have to accept the truth because God is unpredictable. You must let God to be God. Don't try to push God's way. Don't try to do the things before God's timing. Don't be slothful to be late to perform what God assigned in your life. My dear precious people of God, what St. Paul said about these gifts in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 to 10 on, about that gifts, all the 9 gifts, we can divide into majorly 3 categories. Number 1 is the gifts of the communication with the Lord Jesus Christ and with the people. Those gifts are the gifts of tongues, gift of interpretation, gift of prophecy. Second category, gift to receive divine revelation and visions from the Lord Jesus Christ. Those gifts are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of discerning the spirits. Third category, the gifts that reveal the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are the gift of faith, gift of healing, and gift of miracles. So, these are all the various gifts, my dear precious people of God. As the Jesus Christ knows about the hour of His departure, as per John chapter 13 verse 1, He wants to give these gifts to His disciples and other people. That is why He has introduced these gifts of the Holy Ghost. That's why when you want to operate these gifts, always let the peace of the God rule over your hearts, my brother, my sister. Learn from the Lord Jesus Christ step by step. Be lowly and gentle in your heart. That's why God can be able to do the great thing. I want to tell you one thing. Every gift is associated with the fruit of the Spirit. You know, St. Paul talks about Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 on, about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Every gift is associated with the fruit that works in your life. For example, you take the word of wisdom, The word of knowledge is associated with the fruit of love, peace, and gentleness, as per John chapter 13, verse 1, John 14, verse 27, Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, Matthew chapter 13, verse 54. Gift of the faith. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. This gift is associated with the fruit of love and faith, as per Acts chapter 7, verse 59 to 60. You know about the Stephen. He is the man of faith, done the great wonders and miracles. But when the people want to stone him and kill him, even at the point of the death, he was pleading with the God, "God, forgive them. Don't put this sin upon them." So we have to develop that kind of the love in our heart. Gift of the healing. If you take the life of the Paul, Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, the fruit we require to operate this gift is love, long-suffering, and kindness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6. If you want to operate the miracles, you require the fruit of purity, knowledge, love, peace, gentleness, and good nature. Number chapter 12, verse 3, Moses was very meek. James chapter 5, verse 10, all the prophets were suffered, they have the patience. Book of Acts chapter 11, verse 24, God is expecting goodness. These things will operate great miracles. Gift of the prophecy. Moses was a great prophet. Moses said, Acts chapter 7, 37, like unto me, God will rise a prophet called the Jesus Christ among you. You can imagine such a confidence he got because he always spoke what God said to him alone. That's why he was able to say, Jesus Christ is like unto him. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10 and 12. Number chapter 12, verse 3. Jesus Christ is called as a mighty prophet. Luke chapter 7, verse 16. But he got full of mercy and compassion, and he is meek. Thank God. Operate in that gift of prophecy. Next gift is the gift of discerning the Spirit. So if you want to develop that gift, you require the fruit of love, long-suffering, and self-control. Book of Acts chapter 16, verse 18. Book of Acts chapter 8, verse 23. Mark chapter 5, verse 9, 17 and 19. Book of Mark chapter 9, verse 19. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. When you see, when the Paul was able to cast away the demons from the slave girl, the woman with the divination spirits, and he was able to bear long time. Same way, Peter was able to realize poison and the bitterness, the life of the Simon the sorcerer, but still he is kind enough to him. Mark chapter, when you read the legion possessed man when he was delivered, when the people are telling, get out of our place, because they lost the swine, but still God Jesus Christ is not mad with them. Similarly, when the apostles were not able to cast the devil of epilepsy, Jesus Christ said, how long I can bear? But still he bore with the disciples for 3.5 years approximate. So you have to understand, my dear beloved people of God, God give that gift in order to shake the demons. Similarly, gift of tongues and gift of interpretation, to operate, you require love and joy of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1 and 2. Because in the life of the King David, Spirit of the Lord spoke to him. His word is on the tongue of the David. So you have to understand, always we require love and joy in order to speak in tongues and interpretation. Next thing I want to tell you, my dear beloved people of God, why God Jesus Christ, the very purpose He wants to give us such a great gifts. You have to realize it. Jesus Christ said, John chapter 14 verse 12, if anybody believe me and trust in me, they will do greater works than this. Means God Jesus Christ want to accomplish greater things through your life. My dear beloved people of God, you see, God revealed himself to Abraham as an El Shaddai, Almighty God. Genesis chapter 17 verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27. Isaiah 49 verse 15. What does it mean? El Shaddai means, you have to understand, one side he is an all-powerful God and another side he is like a nursing mother. Fruit is the nature of God. Gift is the pipeline of the power and presence of God. You have to understand, we all have to develop the nature of God. That's why every day ask the God to fill you with the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Then automatically gifts will operate through your life. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8 to 16, God Almighty, Father God, is a loving God. Don't be fearful to operate these gifts. Fear involves the torment. Overcome that spirit. My dear beloved people of God, as God Almighty created us, as Jesus Christ saved and sanctified us, because of that love, the Bible says, James chapter 1 verse 17, He wants to give us the good gift and perfect gift. Because He is the Father of the lights, He wants to enlighten your life so that you can be able to go to the world to enlighten the world. My dear precious people of God, the Holy Bible says, Psalm 62 verse 11, power of God belonging to Him alone. John chapter 15 verse 26, Holy Spirit is proceeded from the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 11, God Almighty distribute the gifts individually to the people according to their heart desire to serve at different groups and different community of people. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8 to 10, the Bible talks about different nine kinds of the gifts. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 and 23, it talks about nine fruit of the Holy Spirit. Ministries of the Spirit and ministries of the position. Book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11, it talks about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28, it talks about apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, gifts of healing, helps, administration, tongues, gifts of grace. Talks about Romans 12 verse 3 and 8, prophecy, serving, teaching, exhorting one another, giving, organizing, and mercy. These gifts are for the equipment of the saints. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 to 14. Fivefold ministry God has given the body of the Christ. Today, people have centered all the ministries around only the pastors. They are ignoring all the fivefold ministry. I encourage every one of you, as the five fingers are very vital for our hand, for our palm, same way, fivefold ministry is very vital for the very vibrant life of the church as on this date. There are miscellaneous category of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, celibacy, not marrying and keeping themselves, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, philanthropy, helping others, charity, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3, hospitality, 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 9. These are all the various kinds of the gifting God is giving for His glory. You have to understand, these gifts God is giving for using for others, not for our personal gain. We cannot keep the gifts like a trophies in our shelf. We cannot keep these gifts for ourselves. You have to understand, if you don't use that gifts what God gives you, and God take away that gifts little from you and give it to the man who uses more. That's why I encourage you, whatever the gifting you got it, start using those gifts. Climate of risk-taking and willingness to fail must be the top criteria for the operation of these gifts. Many times the people will think, what happens if this healing is not taken place, if this fellow don't believe it? And we must be willing to fail. Sometimes there may be failure, but ultimately God's purpose alone can prevail. Your failure is not the failure, because God never make you to fail, because He never fail. His love never fail. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8. My dear precious people of God, when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit on August 29th, 1992, on the third day or the fourth day of my filling with the Holy Spirit experience, I got the news through one of our friends, one Brahmin woman in India, in our city, is suffering for the delivery time. And the child has died in the womb of the mother 5 days back by the time doctors diagnosed. They were fearing to operate and take away the child. They want to induce the child in the natural method. That is the time when I got that news. I took my pastor. We went. The husband of that woman said, we don't want your Christian prayers, for they are the Brahmins. But I looked at that woman. She is crying and tears. But out of compassion I moved. I prayed. Hallelujah. God has delivered that babe in a natural method out of that womb of that mother. That is the first miracle I saw. Second time, when I went for the business trip, my dear precious people of God, I went to one church. That pastor took me to the prison to testify about my life. When I testified, they brought one woman on the bed for several years, suffering with the tumors, like a cancerous tumors. By out of the love, I don't know how to pray, put my hand and crying to God. And after some time, and the tumors burst into pieces, and that woman came to life. You know, that time I am not a minister, I don't know the Bible, I am a just brand new believer at that time. So that's why you must be willing, you know, for risk taking, willing. My wife never believed when I became a Christian that I got these gifts. She brought to test me one of her friend's husband. His name is Jagannath, full of skin disease, psoriasis. But I went to, I taken him to room, I prayed, and until he fed up, I think probably. But praise God, after some days he came back with a report, he is totally healed. That's why I want to tell you, gifts of the Holy Spirit, it won't come in academic setting, not the cerebral exercise, not discovered through research, but by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the grace, as per Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Don't try to discover and just try to uncover what God is going to giving you various gifts from the day you are born again in the kingdom of God. They are not the trophies to show it to people. For your long service or the faithfulness, they are not trophies. Depend upon His grace. God wants to give every one of you who are listening these tapes at least one gift. These gifts are the tools for the effective ministry, for your family. You can be able to pray with the power of God. My dear precious people of God, These gifts, God can give it at the worship services. 1 Corinthians 12:11, God will dispense on the gathered people. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, each one get the gift by the manifestation of the Spirit given unto them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, when you ask, 7 to 11 says, when you ask the Father God, He will give you the good gift. Same gift, more frequently used. My dear precious people of God, for example, prophecy and healing gift is very, very frequently used. Meeting place is the teaching place for the marketplace of God. It operates in houses, groups, churches, everywhere. Allow the God to meet with you. Amos 4:12. The Bible says, prepare to meet thy God. My brother, my sister, prepare to meet your God right now to receive these gifts. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 to 16, as God is love. Love is the root for the operation of every gift. That's why ask the God Almighty to give you more and more love. My dear precious people of God, Psalm 145, verse 9, the Bible says God have the tender mercy on His creation. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, we are the handiwork of the great God. Galatians 5, 6, faith work through love. And Paul says, Galatians 6, 17, I have the mark of the Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, 3, verse 8 and 13, the Bible says, among the three things, faith, hope, and love, love is greatest among all. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, ask the Almighty God to pour His love abroad your heart by His Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 12, verse 6, gifts are given according to standard of faith to handle properly. Otherwise, my dear precious people of God, these gifts may do harm than good. That's why don't use this gift for the selfish gain or the selfish motive. God has given you freely. Use these gifts freely for the glory of the God in the name of Jesus. Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Signs and wonders. Apostolic signs and wonders. Through the special messenger, Saint Paul, God has done the mighty deeds. You expect God can take you to that level. Luke chapter 24, verse 19. Prophets are led by the Spirit. They are mighty in word and mighty in deed. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 too. Isaiah 52, verse 7. Evangelists, their feet is most beautiful. God reigns. Peace, good news, salvation. Book of Acts chapter 8, verse 6 to 7. Philip, and he went to Samaria. God done the great healings. Demons cried and run away. And he has operated great faith and power. My dear precious people of God, we will become more and more perfect as per Hebrews 12:23 in our soul. When you allow the Holy Spirit to manifest upon your soul and give you great divine guidance. That's why I encourage you to yield to the counsel of God. As per Acts chapter 20, verse 27. As per 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 to 26. Be gentle, teachable, patient, no striving and fighting. Develop the meekness before God. You know, servants of God should not fight. Or you as a believer should not fight among each other. You know, God give these gifts to different positions, different type of the position, teachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists. There is a purpose, even to the pastors, in order to safeguard the sheep with the joy, not with the grief. As for Hebrews 13, verse 17, Jeremiah 3, verse 15, he said, I will give my shepherd who feed you with the word of wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs 27 verse 23, the shepherds shall be able to discern the diligence on the face of the flock. John chapter 10 verse 15, Jesus Christ as a shepherd ready to lay the life for the flock. As a shepherd, when you receive the Holy Spirit and gifts, then alone you are willing to lay your life. That's why this is the time you receive your gifting from the God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15, St. Paul said, you may have 1,000 teachers, but you don't have many fathers. I begot you in the gospel. I encourage you, these gifts to apostles, to evangelists, to the prophets, to the teachers, to the pastors, God given with the purpose in order to build up his kingdom, not your kingdom. Don't argue that there is no gifts. I encourage you, my dear beloved people of God, how these gifts will come to our life. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Galatians chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says, Lord, give these gifts by the revelation of the Jesus Christ, not from the man. St. Paul received these gifts by the revelation of the Jesus Christ, not from man, he said. Book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, when the Jeremiah the prophet was very womb of the mother, God equipped him with the good gifts for the ministry. Laying on the hands. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, when the holy people, saints of God, gifted people, when they laid the hand upon us, we received these gifts. That's why Paul says to Timothy, stir up the gift on laying of the hand. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14, through prophecy, God will give the gifting. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1, Apostle Paul got all the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's why he was able to write about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. God also, praise God, equipped me with all the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit at different times for the need of the people. God operated that gift through my life. Thank you, Jesus. You expect the same thing from the Lord. Romans chapter 2 verse 11, Acts chapter 10 verse 34, you have to believe God Jesus Christ is not the respecter of persons. You can receive these gifts when you follow your mentors. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1, Paul said, as I imitate Christ, imitate me. So we have to imitate the saints of God, not only in the Bible, but in the contemporary period, whom you feel they are the saintly people, imitate them. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 11, the Bible says, ask, it shall be given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's why, laying on the hands you can receive, through prophecy you can be able to receive it. And also, you can receive it by the mentors. You know, when Elijah has mentored the Elisha, 2 Kings 2:9, the Bible says, Elisha received the double portion of the anointing and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 to 20, 10 times Daniel and other people got the wisdom and knowledge than the sorcerers. These gifts operate in different manner. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7, these gifts are free as a grace from the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 verse 16, God will carry us from grace to grace, grace for grace. Psalm 86 verse 15, God Almighty is abundant in mercy, so we have to show the mercy to the people. That's why we need these gifts. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, all kinds of the grace God gives in our life. My dear precious people of God, you know, as a shepherd, we must be willing to lay the life. We have to cry unto the God whenever the people are possessed by the demons or sick. Simply not, don't pray one time and leave it until God give the deliverance unto them, counsel them and pray, God will deliver such kind of the people. So, you have to believe. I don't know when these gifts, how it came to my life. In the year of 1993, God given me the vision to conduct the meeting in my city, inviting the preachers. But the preachers have not turned up. And they said, I think in their heart, that I was a just about 1.5 year believer. If I conduct the meeting, no one will come. their name will be spoiled. But when I cry unto the God, God told me, you are going to minister. That time, on the May 19th, 1993, I started preaching the good news of the Jesus Christ. In the very first meeting, 5,500 people got saved. From that time to now, more than 10 million people got saved for the glory of God in the span of these 12 years. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you all have to believe God gives us great gifts. He won't give you a small gifts. So, you know some story. One shopman has offered to one boy, take some peanuts, whatever he wanted. So that boy is not taking. So his grandmother also telling, take it, he is not taking. Finally, the shopman brought his handful and asked this boy, you take it. This boy is taking at the time. Grandmother wondered and asking, when shopman said to you, take some peanuts, why you are not taking? When the shopman is giving with his hand, you are taking. That boy said, Grandma, my palm and my hand is very small. If I pick it up, I could have picked up very little. But the shopman's hand is so big. That's why I'm getting big. Same way, expect your God is big. God will give you big and good gifts. He will don't give you small gifts. You have to believe, my dear precious people of God. When God give you these gifts, how it will help you? This gift will bring the blessing to help others. That's why God want to give you gift. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. When God Almighty Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Spirit, he was going around and doing good, healing the people, and all the people oppressed of the devil he delivered, healed every man of sickness. How he can do good? Only with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, he went unto cities and villages to preach the kingdom of God. My dear precious people of God, I want to tell you one story. When I was in a crusade called Chittur in Andhra Pradesh in India, when God opened the doors for me in that state, at the time, daytime meeting when I went, and all the mothers brought their blind children and put up on my legs, and I was crying. And not even one man was healed. And I went to my room. I cannot even lie down. And I was crying. And Holy Spirit lifted me up and down upon my cot. My spirit was groaning. And that night when I went, you believe me. And when I prayed the mass prayer, and God Jesus Christ healed a born blind girl. And that time we got the testimony. From that time onwards, so many people, over 100 people approximately, got the born blind people got the healing in our ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also these gifts will bring God's presence in our life. Psalm 68 verse 18. God give these gifts even among the rebellious generation. So you have to understand. You know, one time in our church, some Hindu girls came and there was a crusade. And outside we are conducting the meeting. At the meeting, I thought these girls are praying. One time two girls were praying. And they are not getting up. And church, we are about to close night around 11, 12 o'clock. I waited and waited. Finally, I went just to see why they are still praying. And by the time you believe that both the girls are drank the poison, they were in the unconscious condition. I put both that girls on my car. No one is there to help me. With one hand, I was driving the car, and with one hand, I put up on that girl and praying. I took them to the hospital, and the doctor put the tube and started. The water is coming out, and I was praying. God saved that girl. Same way, another time, one woman fought with her husband. Same way, she committed the suicide. She put a note, and she just collapsed in our church. But because God given me the gift, I rebuked the spirit and I prayed, and God saved that girl also. Thank and praise God. If there is no gift, all the three people could have died in the church, and there could be great blasphemy to the God's name. Hallelujah. I encourage you, my dear beloved people of God, don't despise the Holy Spirit gifts any time. And another reason, what type of the blessing these gifts of the Holy Spirit brings, it confirms trust in the ministry. Acts chapter 8 verse 6, When the Philip went to the Samaria, when God done the wonder sign miracles, all the people heeded the things spoken by the Philip. Nobody, if you come to India or Pakistan or other countries, people don't want to believe what you say, persuasive words of wisdom of man. They want the demonstration of the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's why I encourage you, my dear precious people of God, even Jesus Christ was able to do the same. Peter was able to do the same. Acts chapter 9, verse 34 and 35, when Peter went to the Sharon and Lydda, when he raised the crippled man, paralytic man, when he healed him, and all the people turned to Jesus Christ. Same way, one time, when I was saved in the year of 1992, I took the water baptism. 93, I became a minister. 94, I went to my village full of Hindus. In my childhood, there was no Christian witness within the radius of 10 kilometers in and around. That's why we were staunch Hindus. My mother wrote about the Hindu God 10 million times, and I lost my mother when I was a childhood, about 8.5 years old. My dear precious people of God, such a cursed generation about my life. But when God saved me with the happy, I went and preached the good news in my village. Praise God, 300 houses, out of which about 295 houses now believe the Jesus Christ. I also built one church there, and apart from it, there are 6 churches are working in our small village. Praise God. Whole village turned to the Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. My dear precious people of God, oh, it confirmed the trust in the ministry as per Mark chapter 16, verse 20, Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 to 9. So I encourage you, from this time onwards, believe the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, these gifts will bring another blessing in our life. It gives the personal benefit to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. All our sorrows, all our problems, we are able to overcome when we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. What is the various conditions if you want to have these gifts of this Holy Spirit? I want to tell you what is these conditions. Book of Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. You require the unquenchable thirst for God, God's kingdom. You have to cry continuously, God, fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Fill me. When you cry, God will satisfy you, as per Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. So many times we yield to the circumstances. No. When we have the cry and cry and cry, God will do the great thing. In our city, one man, almost like a coma condition, and almost he lost like even breathing proper. Respiratory system failed. His kidneys failed. The pastors went, and their church pastor went and prayed. And he said, okay, prepare for the burial. And by the time that man called Sam Pushparaj, he called me and he said, brother, can you please come? My father is in this condition. I went with the love of the God. I prayed, you believe? And I said, don't believe natural, believe Holy Spirit and believe gift of the Holy Spirit. And I prayed, and afterwards his father lived, I think, another about 6-7 years, and kidneys functioned normal. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also another condition to receive these gifts is humility. We must be humble before God. Proverbs chapter 15:33 says, humility before honor. Book of Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15, he revived the spirit of the humble. Psalm 51, verse 10 and 17, King David is asking, God, create a clean heart in me. And God never despise broken heart and broken spirit. Always you believe it. Psalm 85, verse 6, God alone can be able to revive our life. Psalm 51, verse 10 and 17, James chapter 4, verse 6, he will give the grace to humble. Luke chapter 14, verse 11, when you humble, God will exalt you. So this is the condition. You require the unquenchable thirst for God's kingdom and humility before God. And God Almighty will fill you. And when I was doing the business, I used to do ministry. People want to, all other big ministries, big pastor, they want to put me down. And they will say, oh, this guy is a businessman. But anyway, still he is doing the ministry. So they will always treat me as a second-rated man. But I humbled myself. I never criticized. I never argued. But God raised me in a mighty way. You believe about 10 million souls are saved. We got the beautiful church ministry. We got the Bible school and raising the disciples. We got the orphanage, raising orphan children as a missionaries. And entire India, God is taking me in different states step by step to preach His good news. So when we humble, God will always exalt our life. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 10. Keep on asking. Another way, God will give you. Keep on asking, because for the use of the body of the Christ, God will give you. Thank you, my dear precious people of God. This is the introduction about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. May God bless you and your families. Let we pray. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever we learned it, now as we are preparing our hearts, let we be able to enter into one by one gift. Let we be able to receive all the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit for the common good, for the body of the Jesus Christ, for our personal good, Lord, for the edification. Be with us and strengthen us, Lord Jesus Christ, from this time on. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and I bless all the people whosoever listening, Lord. Right now, you fill them with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, manifest upon them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah, for your manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen and amen and amen. We are going for the next gift. Get ready your heart. Amen.